Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Karaku, Piedmont, and those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. Welcome to Inside Finance. And today I will be talking to Mr. Kerry Pierre, Chief Budget Officer, acting in the Ministry of Finances. As you know, the budget is one of the big things in our country. Come to the end of the year, budget day, they would say. And when that happens, a number of persons have been working for months trying to ensure that everything is ready and prepared so the Prime Minister can deliver a good budget speech. So, take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I will continue my discussion here with Mr. Kerry Pierre, who is the Chief Budget Officer here within the Ministry of Finance.
Registration amnesty, don't you ignore, be secure. Registration amnesty, January to March, no penalty. Business owners, this one is for you. Are you registered with Inland Revenue? Don't be lucky and coward. Get registered.
For more information, contact us on 435-1905 or email us at gndird@ird.gd.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for being with me today. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, and with me in the studio, as I indicated earlier, Mr. Kerry Pierre, Chief Budget Officer Acting in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Mr. Pierre, first time at our program here with Inside Finance. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty much okay. It's a little bit hot outside there today, but otherwise everything is all right.
All right. Now, how long have you been working within the Ministry of Finance?
I joined the Ministry of Finance in November 2005, to be exact. So we're looking at almost 11-12 years.
11-12 years. Wow, that's quite a long time.
It is.
And how long you have been working within that specific department dealing with budget?
When I joined the Ministry of Finance, I started as a budget officer. So I've spent all of my time at the Ministry of Finance working intimately with budget and budget matters.
Well, you kind of know what the budget is. Sometimes, is it very stressful preparing the budget?
Stressful, yes, because it does entail a lot of long hours, you know. And sometimes you do encounter challenges that you have to overcome over a period of time. So you do have some stress related to budget preparation.
Okay. So within the 12 years that you've been there, were you moved from another ministry into the ministry into that specific area, or you came directly from studies and was there?
Previously, I worked with the Ministry of Education as a teacher. Then I went off to study, came back and joined the Ministry of Finance.
And so when you went to study, what specific did you study? What
area? I studied economics.
Economics.
Yes.
Ah, so they decided when you got back here, boy, you would do a better job coming and help them within the Ministry of Finance.
That's something of that nature.
What is your role as Chief Budget Officer?
The role of Chief Budget Officer, as the name suggests, is the oversight of the budget preparation process, budget implementation, budget monitoring and management. So we have the overall arching role of you know, guiding the process and making certain that everything flows according to law and procedures.
So pretty much you being sure of that whatever has to be done based on the law, that the budget fall within that.
Exactly.
All right. So in preparing the budget, is there guidelines from the government, or you already have established guidelines from the government of the day? Are there established guidelines that you use?
There are guidelines established by law. The Constitution, first and foremost, states that a budget should be prepared, and it mandates that we prepare a budget. We do have other bits of legislation. The PFM Act, as it's called, Public Finance Management Act,
mm-hmm.
that also guides the process. We have the DFRL, Fiscal Responsibility Legislation, that also guides the budget preparation process. So the process is mandated and registered in legislation. But of course, the government of the day also has a certain amount of input mm. as it relates to budget and budget preparation. So it's a combination of the two.
Of the two. Now, Mr. Bear, explain to me, because I don't quite know, and I'm sure a lot of persons who are sitting at home and listening, how is a budget prepared? How tell us about the process, because we know about the final product, but we don't know the process to get to the final product. Help us to understand that.
In the very simplest of terms, a budget is, well, at least the budget for the country is prepared in a very similar way that you would prepare your budget at home. First and foremost, it starts with taking pen and paper and recording, so you know that you have it right in front of you, your sources of revenue, your income, your salary, to be even more specific. We note our sources of revenue. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to collect revenues from? We look then, where do we need to spend that money that we collect? So you compare your needs against what you hope to collect,
mm-hmm.
and you balance the two as much as possible. I mean, if at the household level you recognize, well, my salary is $1,000, then you look at your needs. What do I need to spend that money on? It might be electricity, it might be food, clothing, it may be wants, things that you desire to have later on down the road. You sum those two up and then you look at them. Are my revenues sufficient to cover my needs? Mm-hmm. If they're sufficient to cover your needs, then you're in a very good position. If you look at your needs and you realize your needs are even much more than your revenues, then you have some balancing to do. You have two options. You either look at seeing whether you can collect more revenues, you can earn more monies, or you can control and curtail your spending. And budget preparation at the level of the ministry is very similar. We look at all the ministries and departments. We look at their historical spending. How did they spend in the past? Where did they spend those monies? Then we think ahead, you know, are there any things that we need to take into consideration? For example, inflation. Do we expect inflation to go up? If so, the ministries would require more monies to meet their needs for supplies.
Just explain what inflation is a bit for my listeners.
Inflation, as described by the textbook, is a variation in prices. And as we here in Grenada would probably have heard before, we heard about the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, where we look at a basket of goods and services that a basic household would purchase, and we look at the prices involved in there. How does the prices in these goods move? And would it be more expensive next year to purchase the exact same quantity of goods or services that you're purchasing this year? And then we measure that movement, that difference
between the two.
And that gives you a figure for inflation.
Okay. Now, what are the key priorities of the 2017 budget? What are they? What are the key things that help to make this budget for this year work?
As it relates to priorities for the budget, any budget in question, we would usually look for some sort of guiding principles. For example, at the level of the throne speech, discussions in the throne speech, you would hear the Governor General enunciate there that there are certain key things that government wants to look at. It might be education, it might be, you know, some other area, health, it can be social spending. And you use these guiding documents. They can be national plans. Mm-hmm. They can be direct documents coming out of cabinet stating that these are government priorities. In the case of the 2017 budget, one of those would have been the investment climate and how do we continue to encourage this climate that encourages investment from outside and from inside as well. And what can we do about that? And, you know, how we can encourage that, you know, that there is this increase investor confidence in Grenada. And some of our activities included reforms as it relates to GIDC, you know, the investment incentives. How can we reform those? We look at other laws. and so forth. And that was one of the priorities for the 2017 budget, how we can, you know, encourage growth in investment and so forth. One of the things that has always remained government priorities over the past couple of years has been that of social spending. How do we, you know, provide that social security that is required by the poor and vulnerable here in the country?
It leads me to my next question. What is the budget implementation process, and when does spending start? The process, and when does the spending begin?
Normally, at the end of the year, we would hear that the budget is presented in Parliament,
mm-hmm.
and that it must be passed at both levels of the House. After that happens, there's a number of things that must also take place. The budget needs to be assented by the Governor General. It also needs to be gazetted. After it is gazetted, we need to have what is called the issuance of a general warrant. This general warrant is the authority to go ahead and start spending in the new year.
So without the general warrant?
Without the general warrant, we would not start spending.
Okay.
Which is why it's important that very closely after but the budget has been approved, we try to make certain that these legal requirements are met. The issuance of the warrant, the gazetting of the budget, and the assent by the Governor General.
So the Governor General's stamp of authority is critical to the government moving forward with the budget?
Yes, it is.
If the Governor General refuses?
We don't have the authority to start spending from the new budget.
Wow. I did not know that. Very interesting. So the implementation process starts with the Governor General saying, yes, you have the authority.
Yes, and the issuance of the general warrant. Once we have that, then we have the legal authority to start spending.
When does spending start?
Spending starts, let me begin by saying, once we have the authority to spend, then we need to make certain that the systems that we have in place are also up and running so that we can begin spending. We use a piece of software that is called SmartStream. It's basically an accounting type sort of software. And in there, we allocate the resources to the ministries, the amounts to the different accounts that they need to have it in. And that's a platform that we use to monitor the spending. So every year, we need to make certain that the software is up and running and ready, that the approved budget is loaded into the accounts where necessary, that everything is good to go. So even if we have the authority, if the system that we're using is not up and running, we would still have some delay. So it's usually, you know, very time sensitive that we get the software up and running and that we get the assent of the Governor General.
So actually, is it for the new budget year? We have where the budget presented in November or December. Is it that spending actually start in January or start in December?
Spending starts in the new year because the budget, the appropriation of funds for spending relates to the new year. So we wouldn't spend out of the upcoming year budget until the time has arrived.
So from January to December is the financial year.
Fiscal year is
the calendar year.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do you find the interaction with the ministries, and are they complying to the given limits? There are three questions asking, and how are you managing that? One is the interaction between them. Two, are they complying? And three, how do you manage that?
Okay. I must say that the interaction with the various ministries and departments over the years has been excellent. We have an excellent rapport. We communicate, whether it's formally or informally. You would see memos coming from the ministries, you know. We exchange phone calls, we exchange emails. At one point in time, we even had a WhatsApp group with some of the officers who are responsible for the management of the finances across the various ministries. So interaction-wise, we don't have any complaints. As it relates to complying, I would say we have a very high rate of compliance with the ministries. You do have occasions when, you know, you would see that there is some challenges. Based on the rules and regulations, when we set limits, The ministries are not supposed to pass the limit unless, you know, you would have had some communication with the Ministry of Finance. There are some procedures that you may have to follow depending on the situation. And only with approval you're allowed to pass the limits. But you do have cases where you see ministries breach the limits. And when we do have those issues, we obviously we would call up the ministries and inquire what has happened. Sometimes they're just late in, you know, reaching out to the Ministry of Finance. They put the cart before the horse, so to speak, you know. But compliance-wise, we tend to have a pretty high level of compliance with the ministries.
Mm-hmm. How is it being managed, though? How you like when a ministry go overboard of what they're supposed to spend, how do you deal with that? Or a ministry say, look, I need $100,000 and this is important, it's critical for my ministry. All the people in finance always keeping people money, or they don't give people money to spend, but always spending money all you bought, all you want down there. So why? You're not the kind of way. I'm just saying people get upset and mad because they're not getting what they believe is rightfully theirs, or in so being, they need this money, but you say, look, you cannot get it.
The interesting thing from the Ministry of Finance perspective, especially the budget unit, is that we have to look at the entirety of government, not just any one ministry or any one department. So, you know, we always take in mind what is called opportunity costs. Where I give to one ministry, it means that I may have to take away from another ministry because we're working with limited funds.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what we prepare are estimates. And when we prepare the estimates and the budget is approved, it doesn't mean that that is cash in the bank. These monies actually have to be collected. You may find that you collect more, as has been the case in the past year, and it seems as though we may just as well.
But I heard Mike Sylvester said to me that January was very good.
January, we've seen, you know, good things in January.
Mm.
But at the same point in time, we also need to be cautious. We have had cases where, you know, we've seen unforeseen circumstances come up where your revenue collections drop, or you may have to move your monies from the area you plan to spend it to another area that becomes a priority. So, you know, when we encounter these sort of situations with the ministry, we often engage in discussion. Let us have a discussion. Let us weigh the options. Let us see, is there really and truly a priority? Or sometimes it might just be a desire of the ministry to get this particular thing done. And we are in the unique position, and we have no other choice. We need to always weigh the options, weigh the priorities of the various ministries, and from there try to make the most informed decision that we can, whether or not we give more monies to the ministries, and there is a process for giving more monies to the ministries, or whether we ask them, please, make do with what you have.
Okay. Let me just inform our listeners, I am speaking here with Mr. Kerry Pierre, who is the Chief Budget Officer within the Ministry of Finance, acting. And we're talking budget. We're looking at the process, what are involved, because, you know, that happened every year and we all wait for it. We had a final piece of it, but what happens in the background of that? We take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and I continue my discussion here with him. Find out more of what happened within the Ministry of Finance when it comes to the finances and the budget of our nation. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We will be right back.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, and with me in the studio is Mr. Kerry Pierre, Chief Budget Officer acting within the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Now, Mr. Pierre, you have been there for 12 years. When you reflect on it, what year would you think is was your most challenging working within the Ministry of Finance in terms of looking at our country, looking at the challenging times that we have here and there? Which year you think you'll say this year was very challenging?
I can speak to probably two periods. One of those being the years of the world financial crisis.
2008.
Some say 2007, but the impact, we only feel it later on down the years because it's a ripple. I can well imagine that you can understand why. You know, in trying circumstances, you really and truly need to rack your brains a lot more in order to make ends meet. Personally, as an individual, last year would have been one of the most difficult or challenging years for me.
Why not so?
Because we had a lot of movement taking place within the Ministry of Finance, and the unit was a bit short-staffed for a period of time. I took up the mantle of the Chief Budget Officer in 2016. So, you know, I was new to the process of managing budget implementation,
right.
Working with, you know, less staff than the unit is normally staffed with, you know, so that did present its challenges. It was a lot of long hours, you know, to get the job done, but thanks be to God that has been done and we're moving forward.
So when you have when you have budget coming up, you know, you start your process, I guess, since in July or whenever with the process, and you read the crunch hours of tying up the budget to get it done, to get it printed. What happens there?
At that point in time, it's really a lot with working with our tables, going over all of the ministry's submission, double checking and cross checking for errors. All of these numbers, they need to add up. They need to add up correctly. We need to make certain that everything is available, you know, for viewing. When you're working with Excel sheets, sometimes you can have hidden cells, what we call hidden cells, cells that do not appear on the sheet. They're there. They may actually have figures in them that are adding into the total, but when you look at the sheet in front of you, the numbers just don't add up. So, you know, there is a lot of vigilance that needs to be done to, you know, verify the authenticity of what you see. You can have numbers being printed in the budget, and someone can sit with a calculator and they realize these numbers don't add up. And the wrong conclusion could be drawn. People may assume, well, no, we're trying to hide something. And it's not necessarily that we're trying to hide anything. It could be just that in the manipulation of the cells, one could have inadvertently hidden cells that should not have been hidden. So you see numbers on paper when it's printed that does not add up to the total that you see on the paper because there are errors. So, you know, we try to be very vigilant to make certain that we take into consideration all of these things, that we don't miss anything, that the budget that appears in front of you can look at it and follow from start to finish exactly what is happening. You know, so that for us is a key focus. Usually around that point in time, we have a lot of consultations with the ministries as well, you know, because ministries sometimes at the very last minute trying to make certain that they took care of a particular matter that they might have missed early on, you know, a project that they wanted into the budget and they forgot it. It's not there. You know, we have a lot of discussions. I need to see whether or not I can add it in, whether how it affects the total. Does it bring me above the limits that we would have set as it relates to budget? So it's a lot of cross-checking and double-checking, you know, meeting with cabinet to discuss. You know, we have consultations with various ministries, with NGOs, with other interest groups. You know, we have reviews that are being done by regional bodies, CDB sometimes, assist, ECCB, IMF, all of these institutions. And so it's very time-consuming and very hectic at that point in time.
How involved is the Prime Minister and the Ministers of Government in the process of budget preparation?
They are very involved in the process of budget preparation. From the time of submission, of the first submission of the budget for consideration, that's when the ministries submit to the budget unit. We require that each submission be given in hard copy and soft copy. The hard copy should be signed by the minister to ensure. Basically, it's saying that I have seen this and you have my approval at this level. Later on down the road, after we would have met with the ministries, even at the ministerial consultations, that's when the budget unit meets with the ministries to discuss the numbers that have been.
They actually sit down with the ministry.
Each ministry and department.
And that happens around what month?
That happens around September. When that happens, the ministers, and some ministers do, some do not, but the ministers are also invited to come, sit, discuss with the budget unit, the numbers that are provided. So they have that opportunity. When we've compiled and had sufficient discussions, the budget unit presents these numbers to the Minister of Finance as the minister responsible for laying the budget in Parliament. So he has a look at the budget as well.
Mm-hmm.
And once he's given, once we've had his approval, then we meet with the cabinet to go over these numbers.
So who have the final say with the budget?
Well, I really and truly don't want to say who has the final say.
The final say
actually takes place in Parliament, because the Parliament has the power to make any adjustments to the figures.
But before that, I want to put you in a political spot. But before that, who says, okay, after all the discussion, is it the Minister of Finance said, all right, we could go with this?
Given that we present to the Minister of Finance first and foremost, he does have an opportunity to weigh in.
Right.
You know,
to accept or to reject.
But that is procedural.
Right.
You know, if the minister has to present the budget, he, you know, obviously would need to have a look at the budget and make certain that he's okay
right.
with what he's seeing. You know, but the process requires us, however, to meet with cabinet. After meeting with cabinet, we meet with the Parliamentary Finance Committee, which is a committee formed by the Parliament. You know, so these two committees, both the Cabinet and the Parliamentary Finance Committee, has the opportunity to also weigh in, on the numbers, on any issue that they have with the budget.
What happens if something unexpected comes up during the year of the budget?
In the past, we would have done what is called special warrants.
What is a special warrant?
A special warrant is a document or a procedure which allows you to increase the budget for spending and after the fact go to cabinet and request that this increase be approved. With the amendments that we made in the Finance Act, the new Finance Act, PFM Act as we call it in 2015, did away with the use of special warrants. We no longer use special warrants. We were required to have what is called a contingency fund, where you put aside monies for emergencies. And we also have what is called supplementary appropriation, which is what the special warrant did. But now, even before spending, we must seek parliamentary approval. With a special warrant, you spend first, you approve after. With the new process, you must get approval first, then spend after.
Okay, which is better.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Pierre, believe it or not, we're out of time. Mr. Kerry Pierre, thank you for sharing. I've learned a lot in the process. I'm sure my listeners have. And I hope at some time you'll come back and talk to us of what's happening within the budget in the coming year.
I would be pleased to.
All right. Mr. Kerry Pierre, Chief Budget Officer, acting in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. And it was quite interesting, I must say, understanding how this budget the process works. By the time the Prime Minister stands to speak, there's a whole lot of work that goes on. But most important, I think, it is the Governor General signing what you call
the assent. The Governor General must assent to the budget. The Appropriation Act, when we bring the budget, it's not just the budget, there's the laws that go with it. We call what is called the Appropriation Act,
right,
which authorizes the appropriation of X amount of dollars for the spending in the year to come. So the governor, this must be assented, and we must have the general warrant being approved. Being signed.
Wow. Thank you so much there, Mr. Kerry Pierre, Chief Budget Officer in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Thank you so much for being with us here on Inside Finance. I wish you well on your new position as you continue to help our country keep within the confines of our finances.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
All right. God bless you. Take care. All right, folks, join me here next week at the same time. You can go to the website sgbcgrenada.com and the Ministry of Finance website. This program will be uploaded there. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
You
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.